Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media as the Ravens count down to the season opener in Kansas City.
Hey guys, good to see you guys again. I'm feeling really good. I'm excited. My body feels good, and I can't wait for this first game in the season.
Mark, obviously, a few weeks ago, involved in that car accident. How scary was that the whole accident?
It's extremely scary. It was definitely a serious thing, and it puts things in perspective of, to tell the people that you're around, that you love them, and wear your seatbelt. You never know what's going to happen on the road. You never know, what things might be thrown at you, what things might come at you. And I'm very blessed and fortunate, to one, have God on my side, and to be wearing my seatbelt. And it was a scary moment, puts things in perspective, but I'm feeling good. I'm excited about the season.
You must have been shaken up. What was kind of bothering you, if you could share?
No, yeah, like I said, there's still stuff going on with, like, insurance and stuff like that. But, for me, I'm moving forward. And, like I said, I feel really good. I'm excited. I'm excited for this game. It's a big game. The guys have been working hard, and my body feels great. And, for me, I'm moving forward. And,
Mark, in that sense, when you have something that shakes you up that much, is it good to kind of have something in front of you in the start of the season?
Yeah, I've always kind of had that mindset of being resilient, moving forward, and you can't take things for granted. And I think for me, it definitely, showed me that. And just moving forward, having a big picture in mind, and that's the team that's winning games, and trying to be the best player and best teammate that I can be for this team moving forward.
Did it take you any period of time, just from a mental standpoint, to kind of be like, all right, I'm past this, when you have something that serious happen?
Yeah. I think at first it's a pretty big shock, but I was in meetings probably about an hour later, and people were like, "What are you doing here?" But yeah, for sure.
Hey Mark, Lamar recently talked about just his urgency going into the season. You guys getting in at the same time. How would you describe your mindset on that front? Just the urgency, that you have going into the season.
Just focused. I think every year's focused and every year's determined, but just the guys that we have this year, it's really fun. It's a fun group. It's a group that we fly around, we work together, we're always on the same page, and that's been the best thing about it is the communication, the open communication of making sure we're all on the same page and moving towards the same goal. And I think this is probably the best year we've had of that, and I'm excited to see us get tested, and we will get tested, and our first test is this Thursday, and yeah, I'm excited for that challenge.
Mark, you've been side by side with Lamar for a while now. What have you noticed about him this summer? He's talked a little bit about being more vocal with different guys, expressing himself a little more. From someone who knows him well, what have you noticed?
Well, I think even you guys see it. He's the GOAT in every way, to me. And he's proven that just about every year. And, he's always finding a way to elevate himself and his game, and just a complete package of, taking control of this offense, telling everybody what he wants to be done. He's been extremely vocal about that, which I think has been amazing for everybody. And that goes back to all of us being on the same page. And, he's got that down, really, really well right now. And, guys are bought in. So, like I said, we're going to be tested this weekend, and I hope it shows.
How do you balance? Start last year before the injury. How exciting is it to be healthy now and going back against, especially starting off against the Chiefs of all?
It's big, and having the last game being played against them, and not really feeling like myself just yet. Body feels healthy. I've worked really hard this offseason, and had a good camp, and obviously it's time to go put the work in for this season, and just take it play by play, day by day, game by game. And if we do that, we're gonna have a lot of success.
Mark, you kind of just said it, but how do you balance the big goals that you have for the end of the year with not skipping the steps that you need to take to get there? And do you ever talk to the younger players about, you can't take for granted that you're going to be there at the end?
Yeah, you know, I think that we have such a great team at this point, and guys that have been here long enough where they can see it, you know, in our demeanor, how we practice, how we carry ourselves, that you can't, you know, look too far forward, just be in the now, be in the present. And if you do that, you know, good things are going to happen. You know, if we play, you know, each day, each play, how we're supposed to play, we're going to get to where we need to be at the end of the year. And at the end of the day, it's just, you know, praying to God for health and safety. And, yeah. Yeah, I think he's got a really good flow of the game and feel of the game, and he makes it easy on us guys. You know, if you're working to get open, you're finding a way, you're being creative. You know, usually good things that happen when you have a guy like Lamar. And so for us, it's just working for him, being there for him. And if we do that, you know, he's going to put us in a good spot.
What kind of matchup problems can you and Isaiah Legland do at the same time? Two tight end sets. What kind of matchup problems can you create for opponents or challenges for them?
It's going to be tough. You know, I think we're both very versatile players, and obviously, you know, Lyke's had an incredible camp, and we're going to be able to do a lot of things together. And, you know, that's kind of be to be determined to see how that goes and see how we can work off each other. But there's a lot of, you know, it's just a dynamic duo, I think.
Mark, since you and Lamar got to this team, you pretty much have winning records against pretty much all the teams here. The one team, Kansas City, you do not. Is that something that you guys recognize, talk about, or does it bother you guys at all that that's one team that you guys haven't dominated over these past few years?
You know, I think for us, it's the first game of the year. You know, we're trying to, you know, work towards a goal, and that's to, you know, be the best team in the NFL, and it starts with this weekend. But, you know, we don't look too far into this thing. You know, it's our first game. You know, it is what it is. You know, they're an incredible organization, incredible team, and we got to be ready for the fight.
How much of the prep for this week has involved looking back at that AFC Championship, or is it more their preseason footage? I mean, how much do you allow last year to kind of creep into the prep?
You know, it's still early on in the week, but there's carryover, you know, with anything. There's same guys, same players, you know, and so for us being able to diagnose that, know what's to come, and be able to do our job to the best of our ability and see what's coming, we're going to do that.
Well, this last one, do you use previous year's motivation, or are you somebody who says, new year, new team, that's distant memory? How do you approach it?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think, you know, when you look back at things, you kind of have to look back to go forward. And, you know, for me, it's also being in the now, you know. So I'm extremely driven person. You know, I've always wanted to win, focused, all that stuff. But, you know, knowing your past is always a good thing, and you can use that as fuel. I think it just gives, you know, Lamar and Monk the tools to diagnose and assess things. And when you're able to do that, and you get yourself in a good play, in a good situation, and move forward from there.
Mark, just to be clear, your practice absence was not a byproduct of the accident, correct?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, for me, like I said, it's a, you know, I feel good. I'm ready to move forward from everything that happened. And, yeah, my body feels great.
All good? Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, guys.